Okay, good evening. We are Mem Gimel on the basic terms of the Gemara. This should be the Ilyi Nishmas.
Avram Yitzchak ben Eliezer HaKoyin.
Avram Yitzchak ben Eliezer HaKoyin, who is your title this evening, Chaim Orachim from Suprema. And so we are holding in terms of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Dalet. We're just going to, Be'ez Hashem, finish this. And if there's time, then there's the Rambam to wrap up, that will wrap up everything with. But beautiful Chiddush in the Rambam. But let's see how we go. We've seen so far. We've seen a few Nekudas. A couple of very very difficult Nekudas here. Number one, again, just briefly summarize what we've had. We've seen there are three shittas in the Rishonim how to paskin on the Shaila Tchumin Amar Me'asara. You got those who say Sofi de Rabbanan on the Kula, right? You got those, which is that seems pretty obvious. Fine. You then got the Rashba who says, well, you're right, but where you got a Chazaka, what he calls a Chazaka, Keneged it, then you don't say Sofi de Rabbanan on the Kula. So that translates basically to mean that if you've actually got a definite Mokum Shavisa, then Lechatchila, you can't Lechatchila go on a boat the Malam Asara. Get into the Sofi, because there's a definite issue to go outside of, that's the way we explained it, there's a definite issue to go outside of Alpine Amor. You may or may not have a way around it, that's not enough. Then we had, in many ways, the most difficult shittah to understand, that's the way they learned the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Chananel and others, they say, no, Sofi le Chumra. Sofi le Chumra, but it says Rabbanu, that's what the Gemara seems to say, what's Pshat? So, in terms of the Halacha Kedivrei HaMikl when it comes to Erevin, so that's already the Bach deals with, and others, they say, well, there is no Mekel here. No one actually said it's Mutter. It wasn't a Machloekas. No one knew what the Hadokha is. So therefore, you can't say Hadokha the Rea Mekel. Ah, but there's a general rule, Sofik the Rabban Mekulah. So, continuing that train of thought, says we quoted it from Rabbi Yonasan Ibershitz, he says, you don't say Sofik the Rabban Mekulah when your Sofik is due to a Chisorin in Yediyah. Which means to say that I know there's a Vada Issa, I know there's a concept of Issa Tzuchumim. So because I don't know a certain halacha whether it applies to this or this, you have no right to halacha, you know, Sofi d'Rabbanan, but it doesn't work like that. There's a Vada Issa, you want to know how far that Issa stretches. You don't have to come onto the Issa, like we're extending it from the Rashba thing, to all cases of Tzuchumim. Those are the three shittas. How do we paskin? Well, the Mechaber comes along and he says, Sofi d'Rabbanan Kula. But the way he words it is, it does imply that it doesn't mean it's always going to be a kula. Sometimes you're going to have to be mum, because he says only where there's a drabona. Now he doesn't mean to say the rashwa, because he's not quoting anything about that. Clearly what he means to say is, when is there going to be a shayla of deraisa? When is there going to be a deraisa? Your base mill. When you get into your base mill, oh, that's already different. Now does that mean to say that the machaber actually paskins your base mill is deraisa? We said, not necessarily. It could be that he says it could be Deraisa, and that may already be enough of a reason to be Machmir, because we said a Sofik in a Sofik Deraisa is already a reason to be Machmir. We said it may depend on whether you say Sofik Deraisa, the Chumash Deraisa, the Rabbanon, but that's what the way we explained it, and we brought sort of backing to it, that Yesod, from the Shuvah of the Chasam Sofer regarding steam trains, where he had this thing that you are definitely above 10. But I've got a Sofik. It's 4 wide. Does that make a difference if it's moving? It's not moving. There's two ways of looking at it. But he says that since there's another Sofik, and maybe it's Deraisa because you're going to be going to your base mill, so therefore you have to be Machmir. He calls it a Tzvekfeka. I don't know if I would call it a Tzvekfeka, but it's the same. It's effectively the same Yesod that comes out from there. That is what the Mechaber says. The Ramah doesn't say very much. He just says to explain that according to the opinion that says your base mill is the Deraisa, then that's what the Mechaber means to say, then you'd have to be Machmir. He himself doesn't say very much, so we can't really know what he holds. Mr. Bura mentioned the Gon holds that it's the Rabbanon, there's no such thing as the Deraisa. Fine, that was that. Another Nekudah that we all often said is when it comes to going the Malam Asara outside of your base mill, the Mechaber is telling you probably you should be Machmir, right? But that's only if you're going outside. If it's your chapotzin, if it's your objects which follow your tukum, regarding that you can zikr be mekel. Because that is vita sofik, even according to the Manda Omer, Yud Beis Mir, is deraisa, It may not be regarding half often, it could be only regarding you yourself. If that's already going too far, you don't have to be machmer on that. Fine. Then the Machaber says, what about if you're travelling on water? Now, travelling on water is the Chumitzer right outside your Beis Mil? Definitely not. I mean, again, I say definitely, it could be that all those who are going to be machmer, but he's following the shift of the Magid Mishnah brings that no, it's not similar to the Bikkurei Midbar. In the Midbar, they walked on dry land. So therefore, the whole shayla of Tuchumim being deraisa is only relevant when you are on dry land.
They didn't walk on dry land anyway. They walked on the
ground. Saying on the clouds?
Yeah, so you could say that's similar to sea, rather than the earth.
Okay. But, yeah, okay, so that was
yeah, how far was the bottom of the cloud from the dry enough?
Okay, so then he goes on from there, but before that, what we didn't cover is let me ask you a question like this. What is the din regarding karnas? What I mean to say is, if you're travelling through a karnas, is there a tzuchumen? I'm not about carrying it. Did you say it's not similar to digging a midwar? Digging a midwar was a Rosh Hashanah. That's what we learn Rosh Hashanah from.
But a karnas has got its own unique parameters.
It's going to be very negel, those who say there's no such thing as the Rosh Hashanah deraisa today.
That's what I'm saying.
If you were to say that, then the whole concept of Tuchumen will never ever be deraisa.
Okay.
So, Lamaisa Rabbi Kiva Eger says, B'shem, the Magid Mishnah, V'hu Adin, the Bi'al of the Quetzis, De'im B'Kamenis. There's no Tuchumen deraisa in a Kamen. Not to say there's no Tuchum. Don't misunderstand that, yeah? There are bottom of the rift.
Because the size of Kamen, that means 12 mil.
Why not? Our streets. If you hold, that's the shayla. That's the shayla. Now, he finishes off. Rabbi Kiva Eger finishes off, and he says, "Ladi don, teleslonu rishus harabim." We don't have a rishus harabim. Inonu atrof klal tchumen deraisa. The whole thing of tchumen deraisa doesn't apply.
You can walk where you like.
No, that's why I said be very careful. I didn't say there's no tchumen. There's no tchumen deraisa. But it means if you go above 10, no problem. So if you were to travel on...
Well, this is only Rabbi Kiva Eger's view. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim says we should still consider...
Yeah, we haven't finished yet. We're just at this stage, right? But it would make enough... anything above 10. I mean, trains potentially, if you go with that, trains is going to be should be water, according to that. And you can see the Chassam Tovim didn't take on all that. So he says, you should know the Shulchan Aruch Harav quotes that as well. However, he says, it's very difficult to say that. Why? Because what does the Machaber quote? Only Yamim and Nahoris, yeah? Now Yamim, by definition, are Kamelis. So why didn't you just say any Kamelis? You're never going to get a water which is not a Kamelis. If Kamelis is the... The Kalam of Sayyam Wana, just say Kamelis, that includes much more.
What about the river is not Kamelis?
Yes, it is.
It's a river?
Yeah, so well, it's not a river, it's a ramen.
So any mine within a lake is a Kamelis?
What? Say again?
I said even a lake is a Kamelis. Any source of water will be Kamelis. It's a standing water.
It can be, can it?
Yeah.
But again, he's saying, so the Mashmor says, Dafki Yamim Nahoris. Also the Ramah. The way the Ramah worded it, yeah, he says, the Bi'alacha, is much better. It exists. The concept of Tuchum and Deraisa exists today. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're saying Tuchum and Deraisa doesn't exist today. Right?
Incarnate.
Meaning to say, because he says, according to some Acharonim, the Ramah takes on this opinion that there is no such thing as a Rosh Hashanah and Deraisa today. Right? It's often quoted, right? Take a look at the Simashin Membo. So, but yet when it comes to Tuchumin here, he's implying that you could have a case of Tuchumin Deraisa, according to that Mando Omer, Yubayt Mele Deraisa. So he says, He says, where does this svara come from? What's the makor for it? I'm just praising this bi'alofa. He says, it comes from the Rambam in a Teshuvah. Right? Teshuvah to Rambam. Says, okay, fine. But he says, it is very difficult to understand it, because if you take a look in the Gemara, in the Gemara we find that there is an opinion, Rabbi Kiva, we said maybe Rabbi Meir, there are opinions that say that even alpai mamo, even 1 mil, is deraisa. Right? So chumina is deraisa. Correct? Mm-hmm. There is such an opinion. Where do we learn it from? Where does Rabbi Akiva learn it from?
The
Migrash of the Migrash Eir, right? The 2,000 hummers, like, band around the city. Right? There was an elephant for Migrash, there was 1,000 for the Migrash, and 1,000 for the Tchum. So now, you tell me, that's Rosh Hashanah?
No, it's not. Migrash Eir is not part of the city.
Which we don't talk about this, but he's just proving a point.
Yeah.
The man that Omar who says it's Deiraisa, where does he learn it from?
Mirashayim. It's outside the city. Oh. So how can it be part of the city?
It's not. The main point is, it's different. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's different. Not a Rosh Hashanah. It's the outskirts.
Yeah.
Right. So in which case, it's definitely only a Karmelist. Yeah. Because remember, of that 2,000, what did we say it was? 1,000 was Migrosh, and another 1,000 was Tukum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what does that mean? What's the second 1,000? What does that mean? It means the second 1,000 was just fields, which is open fields.
It's for people to walk or to enjoy. As opposed to for cattle to graze, yeah? So that I understand.
Yeah, there's two different areas. One where it's just left completely open, yeah.
One thing is the part of the city that was outside the city?
Field.
So that is the field.
And the one of the 2,000, yeah. So that being the case, he says, well, one thing is clear. This 2,000 Amos is definitely not Rosh Hashanah, definitely not all of it, at least, right? And we're saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person went outside of 2,000 Amos, oh, he'd get Malkus for it. Yeah? So listen, I want to know what you have to say to this. No? I want the Lambon to give an answer to this, okay? He asked like this. He says, it's true, we don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva. But, Alatzad, we hold you base made as Deraisa. Alatzad, which is what the Rambam holds, right? You can at least take that Nakuda over from there. What Rabbi Akiva holds, that there's an Issa Deraisa to go outside 1 mil, we don't hold like that. We hold, let's say, the Yud Beis Medrash Deraisa, but as though he there was even with a Karmelist, so too according to us, Yud Beis Medrash should apply to a Karmelist as well.
Well, Yud Beis Medrash applies to a Karmelist and be the Rabbono or the Deraisa?
Again, if?
Yud Beis Medrash should apply to a Karmelist and be at the Rabbono or the Deraisa?
Yud Beis Medrash. Yud Beis Mil should apply.
No, I
don't know. You're saying, Lefi the Mandom of Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. It should apply to a Karmelist.
And be a Deraisa. Still be a Deraisa. Why? I can understand the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but there's a distinction. The Karmelist is, anyway, a degree lower. So why is it still a Deraisa?
Karmelist is a degree lower when you're talking about chitzot.
Right.
Here we're talking about the din of tuchumah. So the question is, does that make a difference whether it's a Rosh Hashanah or a Karmelist? Tuchumah is you're going outside, you're walking too far.
If you had a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you know, my country estate is more than.
No, there wouldn't be any.
So we could say the same thing with the Karmelists. Why would you have to say
Because it's not a Rosh Hashayochid. But again, that just means that it doesn't have enough people going there. The Svara to say that it doesn't apply there is only because it's not Dome de Digri Midbar, the same as the Yam in Ahuras. That's the Svara. But he says, okay, nice Svara, but I've just proven to you from Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass on Rabbi Akiva, but Azobi Rabbi Akiva, who says, Adiyat Ishma Makoyma, he learned that means the 2,000 Amos learnt from the Migrosh and the Tzchun, etc., where Zichud is Karmelista. Okay, we don't pass on that. We pass on the Aliyetze applies to Yudbeis Mil. But it should apply, therefore, to Karmelis. What should be the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the
Is it, what should there be a difference between, according to Rabbi Akiva, between a Russian and a Karmelis?
What Rabbi Akiva holds is their ISO. Well, okay, see, he holds 2,000 Amos, but it's a Karmelis.
Right.
And we, okay, we can agree with him on the amount. We hold it's got to be Yud-Beis Mil. Fine. So Yud-Beis Mil, I don't know, the Mandalam holds is their ISO. Yud-Beis Mil is their ISO. But why should that be any different? So, as according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not similar to the Digger Midrash. So what? It doesn't make a difference. Right. So it's according to us.
What's Rav fishing for? The makas,
No. I'm really fishing for is something we said probably about 2 years ago plus. Mm-hmm. We talked about your base mail being there. I say, anyone remember? At the end of the first parak.
Okay.
We answered the big kasha that that's posed on the. We answered various kashas, various kashas that the Ramban asks in the Chumash there. How can you say that your base made a Doraisa? How can it be Doraisa? The Gemara clearly says that Tuchum doesn't have an Ikur Batur, it doesn't have a. It's comparing Tumor, even a Tumor de Rabbanon, but it's got an Ikka in the Torah. There's the basis for it in the Torah. Tumor is no basis in the Torah. What are you talking about? Your basic milk. So there is. There's a concept. That was one of the rides he wanted to bring, that Babli holds that there is no such thing as Tumor de Raisa. What do we answer for the Rambam? It's the Rambam we're dealing with over here. What do we. Anyone remember? We brought Raya's from the Loshen of the Rambam, and I think possibly from elsewhere as well. We found in the Rishonim, and they say this, well, I believe. And that is, there's a fundamental, I know this is the Rabbanan of the Raya's, we have to see what the works of Rabbi Akiva, you can judge that in a second. But there's a fundamental difference between Tuchum, Yud-Beis Mil, and the Tuchum of 2000 Amos. It's not Pshat that I'm talking about Al-Asal of the Raya's, right? This one's their writer, and then I want to decide to make a gezeira and extend it and say, that's not the pshat. They are two completely and utterly different tzvedim, right? They are two completely different halachas. Why? One is a din in, where does your base milk come from? Machane Yisrael. Stay within the Machane Yisrael. Stay within the Kedusha of Shabbos. Don't go outside the Machane Yisrael. That's what it's based on. And the other one is based on a din. We don't want you to spend the whole of Shabbos walking everywhere all day long. So we say, take it easy, relax. Now you're going to say, yeah, but you could be walking halfway across London. I know, but that's to get a Chazal gate. There's always going to have that.
Even within the 2000.
Well, I say, you'd be walking back and forth.
You could be walking in circles all the time without actually.
I hear, but the Maita, that is what they say. If you look at the Rosh of the Rambam, and it's clearer elsewhere. I think maybe the Rabbi Parachiel says, if I'm not mistaken, it was. It's clear there are two different things. And therefore, it's true. The din of one mil has no basis in the Torah. Don't quote to me the Yud-Beis Mil. Yud-Beis Mil is a completely different halacha. It's like saying, well, you know what? There is a basis in the Torah because you're not allowed to do Harish on Shabbos. So what? This is then a Shabbos, this is then a Shabbos, therefore that gives it a basis? No. One's a malacha, one's a. They're two completely different things. Oi, Bazo, if that's the case. Can you answer the question that the Bialacha just asked?
You can't do the 12 mil anyway because Halicha Shel Adam Yom is the 10 mil, we said. So how can they walk 12 minutes? Regular, you have to be running. You're not allowed to run on Shabbat.
Okay.
So we said Halicha Shel Adam is 10 mils, how can the 12?
Halicha of a person is 10 mils a day.
10 parsons. 10 parsons, sorry. Yeah, not 10 mils. Interesting enough, though, 10 parsons, you know, that's London Marathon is 10 parsons. No? 40 kilometres is roughly 26 miles.
Yes.
42.
Now you know why the London Marathon was 26 miles.
42 kilometres.
Is it? That's the exact. Okay, if you push it a bit with cutting somewhere between the good and the vicious sheer Raya, it must make it. There you go, there's a Raya. Anyway, but, can anyone answer the Kasha of the Bialok now? I've given you the tools. Again, what's the Kasha? He's saying a Pebe, how can you say? How can anyone suggest that? Karmelist, there's no such thing as the Tchumin Deoraisa. Why? Because it's not similar to Tigre Midbar, etc. He says, but look at Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass on Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to go outside of 2,000 amas. Right? Deoraisa, we don't pass on that. But where does he learn it from? It's learned from the Midrash, etc. That was the Karmelist. So maybe he will definitely hold, no question about it, he would tell you 2,000 amas, you zikha can't go outside of your Karmelist. It applies in the Karmelist. Okay, we don't paskin Ikeem. We paskin the Deoraisa's Yubeis Mil. Okay, it's 12 times the distance. But once you get to that distance, we're going to then say, right. We hold the Deoraisa's. The terminology you use, the Gemara would say, Midda Rabbi Akiva, Nishma Le Rambam, right? From the Shitta of Rabbi Akiva, we can learn to the Shitta of those who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. He says, this is Deoraisa, we don't. We say, this is Deoraisa, Yubeis Mil. But from what Rabbi Akiva, the rest of it, no one's debating that. If Rabbi Akiva holds it applies to Karmelis, we'll hold it applies to Karmelis. Just he says 2,000 amas, we say 24,000 amas. Okay.
So how can we say you can go to Karmelis anywhere?
What was the status of the Machane Yisrael? Shosh Rabbi, yeah?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
And
that's exactly why the Rav Moshe's whole shit about it. you can't make an Eruv then once you've got Machane Yisrael. It's even Machane Yisrael, yeah. It makes it your cul-de-sac.
Machane Yisrael was a city.
Machane Yisrael was a. Well, no, they checked wherever they went.
When they encamped, it was like a city.
I suppose so.
So you have 12 mil from the extremity of the city of the Machane Yisrael, not?
And Achami, it wasn't a radius. And Achami, it means if you're with this end, you can't walk all the way to the other end. I mean, you can. That's the length we're talking about.
What I'm saying is then this whole idea of 12 mil is from the edge of Machane Yisrael.
Yeah, but it's saying correct. So we learn from there.
Well, why, but Machane Yisrael, what's the relevance of Machane Yisrael
to Tchumen?
To yes.
Because what's the maximum you could walk on Shabbos and not leave the Machane Yisrael? So assume you go in a straight line.
12 mil. But what's the maximum you can walk in London and not exit London?
But, okay, we learn it from the Degelim. Well, that's where all the halachos are learned from.
You can walk. Anyway,
so from that was then the definition of the tchumen. Even though you're right, we're not talking about a square.
You can walk anywhere in a kamel. It's not because of tchum, or not because of because it's got its own area. It's got its own rules. There's no restriction. Einoch and Ami, the Rabbi Akiva says you've got the tchum in a kamel as well, but. You've got other reasons to be able to walk there.
The Karmelis doesn't have any boundaries. Doesn't have walls around it.
Yeah, but it's not from one rishus to another. It's in your same rishus. It's like a.
Why is it in the same rishus? Do you mean a Karmelis is a rishus on its own?
You're not coming out into any. You're not coming. When there's a chum, you're coming out of a city, or you're coming out of a.
In other words, you're saying there's no boundaries to a Karmelis.
Yeah, that's
what you're saying.
Okay, we learn it from there. I mean, just so I don't know, my mind sort of shifted to, What is Makoma Shel Odom? How much space does a person take if he's sitting on the ground?
One arm,
No, I'm not talking the whole arm. Right,
four, we say the forearm.
No, that's what he's saying, if you lie down. If you lie down. But the Gemara in Sukkah, when it talks about the size of a Sukkah, if it's round, the Gemara at least takes on, one person takes up one arm. We see what you can do with this, right? So if you had a line of people from one end of the machane to the other end of the machane, how many people would you have?
600,000.
No,
that happens.
24,000.
What, the 12 mil?
Yeah, 12 mil is 24,000 arms.
But that's in one line.
Great.
So it would cost a whole lot, it would be double as much.
Oh yeah, if you're going to make it into a square, that'll be 24 by 24. What's that? And thousands, it's 90, it's 576, and with how many noughts there? 576 million, yeah. Yeah. It just occurred to me, because I was getting from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. It was, Machane Yisrael. That was what was lost, but I don't know if you can do anything with that, but it did sort of just strike me. So I'm getting carried away. What's the answer? The answer is, I think, you can't learn from Rabbi Akiva to the Rambam, whatever you want to say. Because the Tchum D'Oraita of Rabbi Akiva, and the Tchum D'Oraita we have, you call it, right, Yubes Mil, it's not just different distances, it's a completely and utterly different Issa. The Issa of Rabbi Akiva is, instead of saying you sit up on the Torah says D'Oraita, we don't want you walking all day. That's why it's 2,000 Amos. And the Torah uttered it. I would give a reason for it. And they say, Ishma Makoma, we don't want you to leave your whereas, the one who holds its Yubes Mil, right, holds Nech. The Torah doesn't utter such a thing. It's a din in Machane Yisrael. But if it's a din in Machane Yisrael, then learn it from the Machane Yisrael. And over there was the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we learn from there. It doesn't apply to Akamis. Machane Yisrael is a Rosh Hashanah. If you're learning it from the thingies, like you said, walking around, I don't care, Carmen is thing, you're walking around, you're busy walking all over the place, that applies to Carmen as well, and a Carmen. It's not just this one holds its 12 mil, this one holds its 1 mil, it's much more than that. That's what I would say in defense of the Rambam. The Rambam himself is a Makar, and that's how we answer the Rambam. As I said, we brought rise to it. But then he goes on and he says, anyone who wants to see this, because he's actually going to quote around Rambam, this one I'm going to actually read it. It's, if you've got the Bi'al Alocha there, Dibar Maschil Behoil Ve'im Bayamim Uvan Horus, it's the last 10 lines or so, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, yeah, we'll go from there.
So where are you?
Dibar Maschil Behoil Ve'im Bayamim Uvan Horus, it's on the first page, on top dollars, 10 lines from the bottom. You got the right place. Yeah, the line begins with, nine lines if you want, is the line begins with the word Miram Ban.
What are you saying, in the Bi'al Alocha?
In the Bi'al Alocha, yeah.
On this page, on...
Yeah, just go up a bit.
Yeah.
Miram Ban. I don't know if you'll stop. Yeah, top dollar, I don't know, maybe you've got a different layout, but it's roughly here. Go a bit farther here. Muchach Miram Ban. Okay, you'll the older ones, they start, the line begins with the word Muchach.
With the Bi'al Alocha, you mean?
No, so he's going to bring a riot to what he said, that Tchumen applied to, this is Tchumen applied to Karmelis as well. Yeah? Midaraita I'm talking about. Alasan is Yud Beis Mil.
I haven't got the place because I've got Midibre or Ramban. That's not what you're
Ramban.
Talking.
Ramban. The line before. You've got Midibre or Ramban, go one line before. It starts with the word Miramban maybe? Or Mukhat Miramban?
Munach.
Mukhat Miramban Besugia Dachman Gimon.
Yeah, got it. What's the first word on the line?
Mukach, Meramban.
Let's
write it down.
You got it?
Yeah,
okay.
I've got
it down. V'chei Mukach Meramban, v'sugya on Daf Mem Gimel, Aramban, right? He's quoting from Daf Mem Gimel, that's us. The Rosh V'Yorei Kisvaras HaRambam, he doesn't know about the Svar of the Rambam. Before I even go any further, it's so good Kishmak, what we just said. Well, of course the Ramban doesn't hold like that. Because remember the Ramban, I just quoted to you before, one of the attacks on the Rambam is, How can you say that your base mill the Babli holds is their right? How can you say that? But the Bavli says, black and white, there is no Ikka, right? There's no Yisod of Tuchumim in the Torah. So how can you say, one mil is Darabonon, and your base mil is Daraisa? So talking about the one mil being Darabonon, oh, but it doesn't have any basis in the Torah. What do you mean, your base mil? Elamai, Sakharaya, that it's...
There is a comment.
That, oh, that there is no such thing as your base mil Daraisa. There's no demo. Bavli argues on the Rishami, that's the Raya that Ramban brings. The same Ramban, right? That's the Raya that Ramban brings. What did we answer? We just answered. We said, no, the Ramban says, no, they're two different dinim. One mil and your base mil, they're not, it's not one Daraisa and one Darabona, but they belong to the same family. It's like Chayrish and you know, the Malachas and Tchumi, they're two different families. They happen to both apply on Shabbos, but they've got no Shaykhs to one another. But the Ramban obviously didn't agree with that, did he? The Ramban holds that if you hold like the Yerushalmi, that your base mil is Daraisa, then you've got your base mil is Daraisa, and the Ramban came along and they extended that, when I say extended, actually narrowed it, and they said even one mil. So therefore they both come from the same family, one Daraisa, one Darabona. Right? So therefore, of course, the Ramban is going to say, like you just said, in the same way that according to Rabbi Akiva, one mil applies to a Karmelis, as you just proved. How did we just prove it? From the suburbs of the city, the Migros. That's 100%. So therefore, that a partial Tuchumen, when it applies to your base mil, would also apply to Karmelis, because it all goes together. There's no such thing as saying there's two different types of Tuchumen. So of course the Ramban, I haven't even seen what the Ramban's going to say. But before you even go into it, it's so geschmack, because you're asking, you're bringing a Raya from a Ramban to a Ramban. Well, the Ramban disagrees with the Ramban with the whole thing of your base mil being Daraisa according to the Bavli. But let's see what he says. If you didn't get that, don't worry. Let's just see what he says first. He says, he's going to bring a Raya. The Abba Bisha, the Ikar Din, Kivin, Dam, Kain, the Dira, Ramban, the Tshuva. Even though he be'etzem comes out of the same din as the Ramban and the Tshuva. But you'll look at what he says. The Zelda Shem Yishon. This is what the Ramban writes. The Inani Kodibol Dali Yitzi Yishmi Mekoimai. Nah, when the person's on the ship, yeah, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, what's the heck to go on a ship? I mean, it's going miles and miles and miles.
You can't go anywhere.
One second, why is this not a problem about Ali Yitzi Yishmi Mekoimai? This is not a problem. Why? Kevon Shele Honach Sholosh Parasolos Beradlo. Since he didn't go three parasol on his feet. Because just going, sitting on a ship and the ship moving along, that's not called hiluch at all. Utmach al atzmecho, and ask, wonder on yourself, who is Yeshiv Rosh Hashanah Rabban Shalai? Think about it, in other words, huh? Did I just say somebody? Who is Yeshiv Rosh Hashanah Rabban? I don't know what I said. Okay. He's sitting in his Rosh Hashanah Rabban, I on the ship. Shafin Rosh Hashanah Rabban, he's just sitting in his Rosh Hashanah Rabban, minding your own business. And you're going to start saying there's a problem going outside of three parasol? No. He's just sitting there at rest, and it's the ship that's moving, etc. Einshom, take a look over there. Now, he never came from the perspective of there's only one Nakud, he said, and that was because he is not walking. He's just sitting on a ship. That's the only reason why he says we don't have a problem of
Ha'iru halak v'ragel ha'yamin.
Let's say a person was able to walk on water. Let's say, okay?
Yeah.
Imagine for a second, okay? I know it doesn't sound too good, does it?
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, but let's say a person could trip what they call tread water. So he's walking on the water 12 mil. Then, what would the Ramban say? If you hold your base mil at Daraisa, Daraisa, of course it's Daraisa. The number on my Yud Beis Mil Daraisa, the one says Yud Beis Mil Daraisa. Because you came to Karmelis Be'er Moshe, all the more so if you're walking in a Karmelis on dry land. The only reason why the sea is not a problem of Tuchumin with Daraisa is because you're not doing anything, you're just sitting there. That's not Hiluch, that can't be Daraisa. Maybe Darabon, but not Daraisa. That's the only objection we have. If so, even though we're going to be making in all cases with the water, even if you do walk on your feet on water somehow, and we should be in the middle of the middle cloud, because there it's not similar to the middle at all. I will ask for him by Abosha. This is the Chabad Chaim I'm speaking. After Kamelis, he is on the half mir, the option is ever to dig in the middle of the cloud, and he is arguing with Rabbi Kibbeh. But we, Baruch Hashem, I think we've answered it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, we've got a few minutes there. Yeah? Yeah. Have a good answer. 22. Is that clear? If you cut the answer, Mato, if not, it's going to take one more time to Kitzer. What we are based today is beautiful. Beautiful, right? Hey, Mr. Keller's listening to this, so right? And that is like this. Yeah? It's worth coming for this. If you get it, it's worth coming today just to hear this. We explained, yeah? If you go back to the basics, the Rambam Shitta is Yud Beis Medrash Deraisa Derabbanan.
Deraisa.
That's what he holds. He says the Babi also holds like that. That's the way he passed him. The Rambam, at the end of the first parak, he's got a long piece there. And one of the kashas that he asks is, you can't say that Babi holds it the Deraisa. Why? Because one of the things the Babi says is, yeah, this you still answer the other kasha he asked there, but I'm just picking out one kasha. He answered that is, he says, but the Babi says that Tuchumin has no basis in the Torah. That's pretty clear. There is no basis in the Torah means your basis no can't be deraisa. That's pretty clear, right? Now, obviously from that you see the Ramban holds that if you were to say that your basis is deraisa, it's part of the same family as 2,000 Amos. Just one's deraisa, one's Rabban, but they're part of the same family. One is the deraisa, and the Rabban came along and made an extra gezeira on it. Clear?
Yeah.
So hence he says, if the Gemara says there is no basis for it in the Torah, well clearly there's your basis mill is not deraisa. Right? Now if you go like that, without your soy, that tuchumin is tuchumin, there's no different types of tuchumin. It's all the same, it's just a question of what the shiur is. So then 100%, I can learn from Rabbi Akiva Shitta, I can learn to the case of your basis mill according to us. Rabbi Akiva would tell you, 2,000 Amos is deraisa, that's what he holds. We don't pass him on that. Would he say that applies to a Talmudist? For sure, because he learns it from the suburbs of the city. So therefore, we can learn from that to our case of Tuchumin. Yud Beis Mil, it applies to a Talmudist. 100%. Therefore, the Rai you're bringing me from there, 100%. He will tell you, so why when it's the Ramban says, why when it comes to going on water, that it's not deraisa? Don't tell me he's a Talmudist. Who cares? The reason is only because you're not walking. Fine. But the Makar for this holds in to say, we're trying to build this hold in. The Mali Mishnah and who wants to say that it doesn't apply in any Karmadis. That's based on the Rambam. The Rambam who says that there can be water, obviously that's where the Rambam comes from as well. But water is only Dirabonah because it's not so many Digile Midbot. But the key is in that. We said that this because the Rambam says, the Babli holds that Tchumen is deraisa. Your Beis Mila is, right? But the Gemara says it doesn't have an Ikka deraisa. The answer is because the idea of Tchumen Yud Beis Mila and the idea of Tchumen 1 mil, they're not part of the same family. They're two completely different ideas. One is to do with Machane Yisrael, and one is to do with the idea we don't want you walking around all day. There are bonds there, right? But it's two different families. So oy bazoy. The Rambam will say very geschmack. You're right, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the din of Tuchum Deraisa applies even to 1 mil, and it's learned from the things surrounding the city. You're right, that would apply to a Karmelist. Because at the end of the day, the idea, the rationale, the thinking behind it is, we don't want you walking around all day. Okay, yes, there's going to be, you're going to ask about this, people that, but that's the idea, the thinking behind it. So in which case, Rosh Hashanah and Karmelist, it's all the same for that. Masha Enkin, we don't hold like that. We hold the idea of Tuchum Deraisa, if it applies, is Yud Beis Mil. It's a completely different thing. We want you to stay within the Machane Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Shabbos. So that is based on Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael was a Rosh Hashanah. It's learned from there. It's two different Makaris. It's two different kettles of fish. Zero.
So therefore it doesn't apply to a Karmelist.
Definitely doesn't apply to a Karmelist, exactly. Yeah. Oh, so now, that was one Nekudah. The other Nekudah is, let's see if I can get this in. One minute. The Bi'alocha asks, essentially the kasha we asked yesterday. I mean, I didn't ask it as a kasha, I just took it on as a double posha. And that is, we said, if you're on a ship, so the ship's in the Mount of Asor, the minute it comes in to an area which is below 10, now you've been Kenesh Visa. So now you start measuring your 2,000 amas from there. But we said, but the ship's moving, you can't be Kenesh Visa. So the Maitre of the Bi'alokha, this is the next Bi'alokha, he asked this question, right? Even if you're within 10, you're not Kenesh Visa. See, he said, it could be, on a ship it's different, right? Because maybe the Gabi a ship is considered that you are stationary. So you can be Kena Shvisa, right? Even though you are with it, even though the ship's moving.
Relative to
the ship, you're stationary. But he says that he did find the Rashba afterwards. You remember the Rashba? So we quoted the idea of getting off the ship. We said, don't get off the ship. Remember we said, if you go onto the ship before Shabbos, don't get off the ship when Shabbos come in, because then you're going to be Kenesh Visa on dry land. Why? Because Kenesh Visa on the ship. So no, because you're Kenesh Visa, you won't be Kenesh Visa on the ship. Why? So about 10, moving. The thing's moving. If it's moving, it's two things.
But if you're getting off the ship, or if you're going onto the ship to have your Friday night meal, and then you're getting off the ship, it's not moving. It's
no, he's talking about just the Kenesh Shvisa part of it. Just the Kenesh Shvisa part of it.
So it's when Shabbos came in.
Yeah.
Was it moving?
Yeah. Okay, I've run out of time. We're going to, but also next year we'll finish off the last, we've just got the revolver and we'll end this dialogue.